Hello again, and welcome to the Medical Sales Guru Podcast, the free weekly podcast for medical sales professionals. Did you know that the healthcare professionals that you call on, in other words, your customers, really don't care about your eyes? Now, I'm not talking about the family ophthalmologist or optometrist. I'm talking about your customers in your territory. And when I say I, a we is the same as an I. What I'm talking about is when you pepper your sales presentations with, well, I think that this is good for you, and I believe, or at our company, we designed this to. Now, certainly you can include those things in your presentations, but overall, they don't really care. Here's why. And let's back up for a second. How do your healthcare customers, generally speaking, feel about salespeople? Well, let me ask you, how do you generally feel about salespeople? When a salesperson approaches you, calls you on the phone, or when you walk into a car dealership or a store and someone walks up to you and says, "Can I help you?" What is that person's motivation? Well, the correct answer is their motivation is to sell you something. Now, if you're in a buying mood, if you need help, if there's a problem and you're looking for a solution, different story. But most of the time, salespeople are an unwelcome interruption to our day. The reason I'm telling you all this is because I want you to have an overall feeling of how salespeople are perceived in general by your healthcare provider customers. In other words, most of the time, it's not a very warm, fuzzy feeling. I'm not talking about the customers you've been calling on for years that you have a deep relationship with, that you go out and have dinner with and have golf with, and hopefully you're not violating any compliance rules when you do this. That'll be the subject of another podcast. What I'm talking about, again, are the customers that your sole purpose in meeting with them, spending time with them, is to try and get them to say yes to your product. So recognizing that they understand that your goal is to sell them something, how do you think they feel when you give them your opinion about your product or one of your competitors' products? Think about this, because one of the things that still amazes me is I will be out on sales calls with salespeople or coaching someone through a sales presentation, and I will often hear, "Doctor, I think this is the best product on the market. Mrs. Smith, I think that our equipment is the best design and most user-friendly that's available." Well, of course you're going to say that. You're selling it. So what do you say instead? Let me ask you that question. What do you say instead? If you can't talk about I, if you can't talk about we, if you can't talk about what you think, what should you say instead? Let me ask you this. What would your customers be most interested in hearing about? If you're thinking along the lines of how your product or service has solved a problem for one of their colleagues, then you're thinking in the right direction. You see, they really don't care what you think. They want to know what your product did for Dr. Smith, who also practices the same specialty that they do. They want to know what it did for the customer over at ABC Hospital across town, because they will have had the similar problem or situation. They're not really interested in your opinion. So when you're presenting information, try to stick to the facts or use stories. I've spoken many times before about the power of stories. Use a story to show how your product or service bettered the situation for a customer or a prospect. That is what resonates. If you have scientific data to substantiate that, even better. But I know this is hard for some of you to accept, but the reality is they really don't care what you think. So stop saying I, stop saying we, and present it in a way where they can accept it as being more factual or relevant to what they do every day. If you don't get anything else out of this podcast, then let me try and make it simple. Your healthcare customers really don't care that much about you, really don't care that much about your company, really don't care that much about your product. They only care about their world, their patients. And if you can frame your product or service and communicate the value of it in a way that they understand how it can improve their condition or their patient's condition, then you have something to talk about. So don't talk about yourself. Don't talk about your company. Talk about the customer and your customer's colleagues. When you do this, you will have your attention. When you say I or me, they don't care because it's not about them. Thank you so much for joining us this week on the Medical Sales Guru podcast. Please send me an email with any suggestions for future podcasts. Whatever your biggest challenges are in your medical sales career for 2010, let me know and I will do my best to address it. In the past couple of weeks, I have received a lot of emails asking me when my book is going to be available. The book, Mastering Medical Sales, is being printed as we speak. I expect that it will be available for order during the next week. If you are on any of my lists, if you're on the podcast subscriber list, if you are on our Medical Sales School email list, we will be notifying you that the book is available, and I'm going to make a special offer for those who pre-order the book. Thank you very much for your interest. I've worked very hard on this book for the last couple of years, and I know it's going to make a difference in your medical sales career, especially for those of you who are looking to take it to the next level. If you're stagnating, if you're not growing your business, or if you're just getting started, this book was written for you. So stay tuned. I'll have information about the book. In the meantime, stay focused on your medical sales career, and remember that whatever you do in that medical sales career, the patient always comes first. Have a great week selling. Bye for now.